This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:39 and you're listening to the evening edition. I'm Lee Chui Lin. Now we have Sean Tanis from our news desk joining us for the market wrap. And today we have this story on how businesses are coping with the coronavirus pandemic. And in this particular story anyway, we're focusing on the fact that many restaurants are empty, and that has prompted a lot of them to invest in mannequins as human replacement. What is the story here?
Well, so there's this story on AFP today about restaurants using realistic human-like mannequins to keep diners from getting too close, basically creating that physical distancing in a fun way. So restaurants in Tokyo are joining this trend as well, according to this report. But it's actually more than just creating gaps and space between people, because this owner of restaurant, the restaurant is called Masato Takamine, in the city, he said that his premise looks busy even if there's no people inside because of the mannequins. And at first, he tried to remove some tables to have more space in between. But he says it looked very lonely and sad, as if the restaurant is under renovation. This is actually true. I mean, I've been to a few restaurants. The gaps and space kind of make
that's true, yeah.
So it looks quite somber. So he bought the mannequins and then he put them there, and then suddenly it looks a bit lively. So meaning it's not just for safety SOPs, but also for aesthetics, and this creates that kind of atmosphere, you know, we were talking about just now. And eateries and bars in many other countries are also doing this. And you see, this is a Chinese restaurant I'm talking about, the restaurant in Japan, right? And so the mannequins are dressed in like cheongsam, or, you know, the people are dressed like... accordingly lah. Mm-hmm. So in Western countries, if it's a fine dining restaurant, they are dressed in evening gown.
What, they'll put them in a tux.
Yeah, in a tux and all that. So the mannequins can range from the simple type to sophisticated ones that look like humans. Some of these mannequins have, like, you know, families or a child or infant. The wife is smiling at the husband. Some of them are laughing. The mother is like trying to feed the child. They try to make it look a bit realistic. But if you really want to be realistic, I think you have to give the iPad to the child.
Yeah, you just have to prop up a bunch of iPads on the table.
What a great time to do the mannequin challenge.
This is true. And, you know, it's a great time also, not just because of this, but because it's extending beyond restaurants, right? To, I think, other areas, like if anybody has been watching the games, the football games that have resumed, this attempt to simulate a crowd-like atmosphere is really important, and they're trying a few different things.
Yes. So we saw in Taiwan, for example, right, when the baseball season resumed, they literally put mannequins and cardboard cutouts in the stands, and the games were, of course, played in empty stadiums. So the mannequins were decorated with hats and color-coded jerseys. The stands even had cardboard cutouts of dogs, cats, and even robots holding scarves and stuff. And it's not just for the players, you know, but it's also for the fact that these games are being broadcast live. It makes up for the absence of fans, that those empty stands, they don't look nice lah. So some of the mannequins, you know, they were even holding like signs and banners over their heads. But of course, fans are nothing if they don't make noise. So they also had robot drummers playing musical instruments. And having said that, things can go wrong too. So in South Korea recently, we reported in the news also, the authorities imposed a record fine on a football club, FC Seoul, to be specific. They placed sex dolls in empty stadiums, saying they didn't know.
I will never understand how this happened.
Yeah, I never understand that. They say they didn't know they were sex dolls, but come on. And then English club Leeds United also recently apologized for putting a cutout of Osama bin Laden in the stands during a game. So, wow, I do think it's a great time to invest in the mannequin business.
That's true. I will also say that the Osama bin Laden one, from what I understand, it's because a fan uploaded the picture, right? Which I think is a super Leeds United thing. So just a small bit of commentary there. But we are talking as a whole on how mannequins are being used to kind of simulate crowds or lifelike experiences in restaurants, in stadiums. Is this something that you would feel comfortable with, right? So if you went to...
Some people feel
of mannequins. Exactly. Right? Yeah. So if you went to a restaurant and you were, I don't know, one of five real people and everyone else was a mannequin, or if you were allowed to go to a stadium with physical distancing and there were lots of mannequins in the stands, how would you feel? Is this something you think works?
Apparently, there's a restaurant in BJ that does that. And my friend walked out because she has a fear for child mannequin.
Huh.
Yeah. So that was the thing.
Do you share this thing? You can let us know. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Okay, so moving on to Bursa Malaysia, there's news on Axiata Group raising funds today. What's the update?
Yeah, so Axiata Group Berhad has confirmed that it will be raising up to $1 billion via a combination of suku and also conventional bonds, and half of the proceeds will be used to refinance its debt. So they basically appointed four banks to act as joint lead managers, namely CIMB, Standard Chartered, UBS, and also Citigroup. And the group says the idea is that if Axiata is able to borrow at a much cheaper cost than its subsidiaries, it makes sense for them to raise the funds and lend to their operating company. So Axiata expects the arrangement for the issuance to be completed in August, and the counter saw over 3.3 million shares traded today and closed 3 cents higher at $3.25.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.